Hey, we got a lot to get through today. We'll get to James Dolan. You know, Madison Square Garden, they're using that facial recognition to throw out anybody that's suing them. And we'll get to King Charles. Speaking of throwing people out, whether you hear who he evicted, we'll get to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. We'll get to Soros. We'll get to, Eric Adams makes a big speech today. We'll get to that. Hey, Joe Bartlett, are you following the Murdaugh trial?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very familiar with that story.
You're kidding, right?
No.
Oh. Is it just me?
No, well.
I didn't even know what it was. They're covering it live all over cable news all day.
Yeah. No, it's a guy in South Carolina that's charged with killing his wife and son.
Okay, but that's horrible, but it must happen a lot. Why is this trial full? They've canceled all regular programming on cable news, on Fox, and they're just running the Murdaugh trial all day.
I know. Well, you know, it's a big, wealthy guy, very prominent attorney. Oh. Next thing you know, his wife and son are killed. He claimed somebody else had killed him. You know, for the longest time, they were searching for the killer, and then they finally arrested this guy.
Okay, in my defense, yesterday, I'm sitting at Fox. I'm in the green room, and there's a bunch of the most prominent government officials, people in America, all waiting to go on. And that trial is on the screen there. And finally, I said, do you guys know about it? And they all breathed a sigh of relief, and they went, no, I didn't know what it was either. I thought I was the only one. So do you really think this is something worth 24/7 coverage on?
Well, that's probably a little overdone. But, I mean, it is an interesting story because, you know, his one son is sitting in the courtroom looking at him, and he's going to testify against him. It's kind of a complicated case because one of the young kids who was allegedly killed by his father also apparently was responsible for the death of some young female socialite in South Carolina, and so there was a little extra drama there.
Okay, just make this a Netflix series. Why does it have to suspend? There's no regular.
Maybe
where's the regular Fox programming? This trial, you know, the problem is it's like Breaking Bad. They tell you how great it is, and then they tell you, but you got to go back to the beginning. You can't just jump in and watch now. So
yeah.
I don't know why it's on all day. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, wouldn't you agree this is heading towards real trouble for the Bidens?
I can't wait to see that trial.
Yeah, something's going to happen. If it doesn't happen with the DOJ, it'll happen with the House Republicans. There is an email. I told you about this yesterday, but now it's getting to be a bigger story in the news. Hunter was given a briefing before going to do his sleazy, shady business in Ukraine, that pay-for-play job, that influence peddling job he had with Burisma. And everybody looking at the briefing that he was given on Ukraine said this would have been classified information at the time. Sharing it with Hunter, unethical, illegal. This whole thing with Biden having these classified documents, you know, with Trump, you could sort of see they were all locked up in these boxes. They were mostly letters between him and Putin, him and Kim Jong-un. Souvenirs, basically, and they kept them in boxes in a locked storage facility with surveillance cameras, armed guards, the Secret Service, everybody guarding this stuff. Biden had them scattered all over the house, somewhere in the garage, somewhere in the library, somewhere in the bathroom, somewhere out back. I mean, when you've got them scattered all over the place, it implies you were using them for something, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm sure he was. And the fact that Hunter had access to the house.
Yeah, and there was a long stretch of time where Biden didn't live there. Hunter lived there with the documents. And who knows who the hell he brought over to read the documents. And then you got he's got documents at the fake think tank at the University of Pennsylvania, that fake phony think tank financed by China. Why would a Chinese financed operation have all the documents over there? So the whole thing, this is going to mushroom into something. Then you got Hunter with all of this money flowing in, and obviously he's kicking it back to what he calls the big guy, Joe Biden. He's paying $50,000 a month in rent to live in the house with Joe Biden. If you can afford $50,000 a month, you don't need to move back in with your parents. $50,000 a month, you can live anywhere in the world. And I checked the real estate listings in that part of Delaware. If you wanted to rent the most expensive mansion you could rent, it's $10,000 a month. So why is he paying $50,000? It's obviously a way of money laundering back the payoffs to Joe. So that's going to get looked at. This Hunter painting scam. So did you see yesterday the White House spokesperson said they will not disclose who's buying Hunter's paintings?
Yeah, I'm sure they're afraid to do that.
Yeah, these are junk paintings. They're just basically finger painting. They're nothing. But people are paying $500,000 a painting, $1 million a painting. It's a way of giving money to the Bidens. And I don't know if it's technically illegal, but it's certainly unethical. It's not something any presidential family should be doing. It's money laundering. It's just a way to take it. You know how it started? There was, back in the 50s, payola was everywhere in rock and roll radio. Remember Alan Freed? Remember that name and all these guys? They would take money to play your record on the radio and make it a big hit. You would just show up and give the disc jockey $10,000 in cash, and he'd play your record. And this was going on all over the place. And then the payola scandal erupted and the hearings, and it was illegal. And I can't remember, did Alan Freed get arrested or something? But he was off the air. A lot of these guys got arrested, and you couldn't do that anymore. Some smart people in the radio business back then, especially some guys running radio stations, what they did after that, they'd set up an art gallery. And if you had a record, they'd tell you, you know, my wife has an art gallery. Here's the card. You'd go take a look. She's got some nice art. And it was just junk art. But you'd go in there and pay $10,000 for a painting, and then you'd get your record played. And this was a pretty interesting part of the history of rock and roll. I would imagine a guy like Hunter would used to read all about rock and roll and its history. And I bet you he read that story, and that's where he came up with the idea. I'll bet that's where he saw it and came up with this idea. So when everything else failed, just like in the payola scandals, he can resort to this. So all of this is going to get looked at some point. Biden probably has a lot more classified documents. University of Delaware, he sent 180 boxes of documents there, and he still hasn't let the Department of Justice look at them. The university won't let them come in and look at them. That might need a subpoena. The beach house in Rehoboth has not been searched. Remember when it was Trump, the FBI ran a Normandy invasion up the front lawn of Mar-a-Lago. Here, nothing. Definitely a double standard. You know, Mike Pompeo yesterday actually came out and said, we're talking about Adam Schiff, the weasel, lying, rotten Democratic congressman who was on the Intelligence Committee. He was one of the guys that faked that whole Russia hoax. And McCarthy threw him off the Intel committee, and there was all kinds of flack about that. But even Mike Pompeo, former CIA director, said at the time that Schiff was leaking classified information. So they won't do anything against a fellow congressman, but that should be investigated. Kevin McCarthy yesterday.
Let me be very clear and respectful to
you. Oh, yeah, they were all yelling at him because he threw Schiff off the Intelligence Committee.
Let me be very clear and respectful to you. You ask me a question. When I answer it, it's the answer to your question. You don't get to determine whether I answer your question or not, okay? In all respect. Thank you.
Oh, that's not bad.
The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't.
He's a little snippy, isn't he, this Kevin McCarthy?
Well, he's got a point.
He's got a good point. But you know, so... a little whiny, but no, he was right. It was a very good answer, and Schiff should probably be arrested and something done about this. But he's a Democrat, so he gets immunity from this. The hypocrisy that they've made famous. And what do you think Eric Adams' speech will actually be? I know he's going to talk about the crime problem. We've got to do something about these repeat offenders and more money to speed up the court process. But is that really where the problem is?
Well, I guess one part of it, because, you know, what happens is it takes a long time to process these things. These guys are out on bail, commit more crimes, and then it takes too long to actually do a case, and cases are dismissed, and guys that should be in jail are back out on the street. So part of the problem.
Yeah, but you still got this crazy lunatic district attorney who doesn't go for sentencing. He doesn't want any prison sentences, wants everybody let out. So, I mean, these Democrats just get nuttier and nuttier. Listen, you've heard about reparations for slavery. In California, the new one now, they want to have reparations for anybody that was arrested for drug crimes in the past. That you shouldn't have been arrested for that, for drug crimes. So they're talking about billions in reparations for that. You'll see, it's going to come here, and you'll see all these woke nut job Democrats start talking about reparations for people that were incarcerated and they shouldn't have been. This is just getting out of control. Hopefully this all just explodes, this whole cycle of woke nuttiness in a year or so, and that may be where Donald Trump comes in. just explodes and people go back to common sense and all of that. Hey, James Dolan, he's the Madison Square Garden, and that's a lot of venues, Radio City, the Beacon Theater, all these places. And he's been using facial recognition. And if you're one of the lawyers suing the company, suing Madison Square Garden or one of his theaters, with the facial recognition, if he sees you coming in, they'll throw you out. They won't let you in. Now, Joe Bartlett, is that fair? There's a big stink saying it's not fair. You shouldn't do that.
I wouldn't think it would be fair, but, I mean, it is a private business. He can let whoever he wants in, right?
Yeah. So I watched him. He's running around doing TV shows now.
Yeah.
He's actually making some sense. He said, you know, if you're going to sue us, he said, like if you had a restaurant, somebody came in and ate something and then got sick and sued us, and they came back the next day to eat, I wouldn't serve you. Why would I? I mean, you're in the process of suing us. He said, after the legal action is over, you could come back in. But while it's in progress, I can't let you in here. Who knows what you're doing to further your case? We can't help you further your case. Now, I didn't realize if a lawyer is suing him, they get a picture of everybody in the law firm and put them on the ban list. And he was asked about that, and he said, well, you know, it's a big law firm. We don't know who's assigned to the case and who isn't. We have no way of knowing that. So anybody that's in the firm could be there to spy for the case, so we don't let them in. Does that make sense?
It's a little intimidating, isn't it? I mean, you know, you sue me, I'm going to take this kind of action against you.
It's not a big deal, though. You know, if you went to a lawyer with a great case, is he going to say to you, I'm sorry, I can't take this case. I wouldn't be able to go to a Billy Joel concert. Is that really a factor?
Maybe. I got great seats for the Knicks. I'm not taking
this case.
Okay,
well, there you're going to have a problem, but you're going to have to find a non-sports fan attorney. I'm sure there's plenty of them. So the state liquor authority, he has a good point about this. All these politicians, these Albany idiots, are jumping in, a couple of legislature people, state liquor authority, the attorney general, who when she smells publicity, you know,
yeah,
charges in. They're all looking for attention, capitalize on this publicity-wise. But he did have a good point. He said, you know, if you're going to go that crazy and make that kind of effort, do it on the crime situation. Do it on the bail reform. Let's go after that first and then get to then get to the Billy Joel concert. Start with the bail reform and go after that. So, and he said if the SLA tries anything, he's going to just stop all liquor sales for one night and hand out a flyer to everybody in the audience explaining why. And here's the chairman of the Liquor Authority's number. Call him. So good for him fighting back. Good for him. But that facial recognition, I mean, this is not a big deal, but it's going to be used everywhere. It's already used. You know, when you're walking around a lot of New York, and a lot of government buildings and a lot of airports, they're using it already looking for terrorists. And apparently a lot of businesses will start using this. You know, the amazing part of it is it really seems to work. They are catching these lawyers coming in. You wouldn't think it'd be that accurate. I mean, that the woman that got thrown out of Radio City, a pretty typical-looking sort of woman. You'd think there'd be a million people that look like her. But it caught her right away, and it's going to be used all the time. So I also bear in mind that businesses are using this, even though they're not going to kick you out, they're just using it to know what you're doing, to keep track of you, and to know where you're going. Eventually, government's going to use it all the time. You know, this information is like going right to George Soros' house, where you went, what you did. Speaking of which, if you're not reading it, there's been a great series all week in the New York Post about the most evil man in America, George Soros, and all the crap he's pulling. And today's installment is all about those corrupt fact-checking sites, PolitiFact and all of those type of fact-check. They're all corrupt. They're all partisan. And it traces the funding. Soros is funding those fact-checking sites. They're all disgusting. We'll get to the migrant crisis. We'll get to Kathy Hochul. Boy, I never saw anybody so excited about this Grand Central Madison. This is she acted like she landed somebody on the moon. we'll get to that coming up. Check out the webpage. Hey, if you missed yesterday's, they're going like super viral. The one of Andrew Dice Clay exploding live on the air on CNN, cursing and screaming at the anchor. That's getting a ton of hit. Take a look at that if you missed it. Also, this is a little tiny mini documentary about classified documents. how they get classified, how the process works, who classifies them, who unclassifies. It's interesting if you want to know exactly how it's done. Oh, this is a little clip of Richard Nixon. I don't know what brought this. In the middle of the Frost interviews, he starts talking about, the really, really wealthy people with zillionaires who don't work, don't do anything, sit around Palm Beach. He goes into a little speech about how they're the most miserable people on the world. It's fascinating, but watch it. If you hate going to work every day and struggling, he explains to you why that's so good. You'll feel better when you watch this. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. Joe Bartlett, how many Democrats does it take to change a light bulb?
All of them.
Nope. The answer is none. Biden tells him he fixed it, and they sit in the dark and applaud.
Oh, that's good.
By the way, Biden is flying to Virginia today to make a speech on how great the economy is.
Oh, great.
See, you keep thinking, why did they put Biden in there? Because you need a demented guy with Alzheimer's to actually get up there and have the nerve to say that nonsense. Anybody else would say, this is ridiculous. I can't read this. But he doesn't know. He doesn't remember. He'll read whatever you put in front of him. So that'll be later today. Kathy Hochul. I never saw anybody so excited about a train. Is she taking credit for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been in the works 60 years, 6-0, and most of the work done over the last 12 years finishing this up. She's been there for the last 2 weeks, so she's taking credit for this? What did she have to do? But there's cameras, there's reporters. She's there.
We have one more reason to say, come on back. You can have a beautiful ride, get time back in your life, and not have to crisscross back across this beautiful borough.
What did she just say?
I don't understand what she's trying to say there, but
This is the reason. Come on back. If you want to take a train, you could pretty much do that anytime you want. You don't have to come to New York. Come on back. You know,
people lived and died, never seeing this come to.
That's on the train. That's on the subway.
People lived and died, never seeing this come to fruition until now, until this very moment. And why? Because this is New York.
No, actually, because Democrats and politicians, were Republicans too, were building it. If the private sector had built it, it would have taken 18 months. But with government, it's 60 years, and they overpaid by 90%.
Modern, blended with the old, and people have a chance to go up and see the iconic, globally known place known as Grand Central. It is beautiful here.
She's just like the housewife that became a cheap real estate agent, like hustling.
She's been to Grand Central four times in her life, I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take some calls. Let's go to Jimmy in Staten Island. Jimmy, how you doing? Jimmy, are you there? Jimmy?
Jimmy?
I can hear you breathing, Jimmy. You know what? I don't think he can hear us. I think we got that problem again. Jimmy? Yeah, see, Joe Bartlett, we're in our new studios here. Sometimes we have a little problem with the phones, but everything else works great. A few little technical. You haven't seen the new place?
No, just pictures.
You've seen the studios?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You should see the rest of the place. It's unbelievable. Now, you remember the old studios, which were in Tribeca, a few floors of the beautiful old landmark AT&T building.
It's a beautiful building.
Beautiful. But remember, if you wanted to go to the kitchen, you had to walk for like 12 miles. And it was okay, that kitchen, but it looked like you were in a mobile station, you know? Looked like one of those highway rest stop kitchens. You should see this one. It's just state-of-the-art, gleaming. It's like an Architectural Digest kitchen. It's got coffee machine after coffee machine. There's one where you just, now there's a couple, you know, you can make cappuccino, latte, all that. Nobody's ever made it because nobody could figure out these machines. We got engineers who run the most complicated control boards here, but when they go in there, they can't figure out how the hell you would work this machine. And you remember the old place, the cleaning people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the old shabby blue uniforms?
Right.
You know, they look like they just snuck over the border and they're going to empty the waste basket. And as soon as you leave, they want to kill themselves. You should see over here. There's this whole staff of people clean. They look sharp. They're wearing these iHeart uniforms.
Wow.
And every time you go in that kitchen, they've replaced every coffee thing. Everything is clean, sparkling. Every cup is perfectly stacked. This has got to be some kind of trap. I've never seen anything like this in a radio company. Anyway, let's go to Jimmy in Staten Island. See if it works now. Jimmy, can you hear me? Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh. We got 12 guys fixing equipment. It turns out it's just you.
I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. See, I knew it wasn't you. All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, there's a problem with the phone because I know Jimmy's a regular caller. He's pretty sharp, and so he's having trouble hearing us. So we'll see if we can fix the phone problem. When we come back, Steve Moore will be with us if he can hear us. We'll see. One of the top economists in the world. And we'll talk to him about when Biden's going to make a speech today, apparently, about all the economic progress we made. We'll fact check that in a moment on 710 WOR. Well, we bring you the smartest people on earth, and that, of course, would include Steve Moore, the great economist. Hey, you should get his latest book, GovZilla. It's excellent. And he runs the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. They do a daily briefing. It'll get emailed to you. It's free. It's really good stuff. Sign up for that at the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Steve Moore, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Thanks so much for the nice introduction. By the way, the person who doesn't agree with you that I'm one of the smartest people on this planet is my wife. She would take exception to that.
That's everybody's wife.
But, I wrote, you mentioned our hotline, which just went out about an hour ago, so you probably haven't seen it yet for this morning. And I hope people do sign up or just go to Committee to Unleash Prosperity website and we'll give it to you for free. But, you know, we got an item today about these states like New York and California and New Jersey that now want to implement wealth taxes. So it's not just that enough that they're taxing 10, 11, 12, 13% of your money at the state level in income taxes. When you've got all these other states that have no income tax, now they want to tax your wealth every year. Can you believe that, Mark? I mean, I don't even know if it's constitutional, but who's going to want to live in New York and New Jersey if you're a successful businessman and they take 1% of it away from you every single year?
Okay, but explain this part, because you're right, they'll move out. But like California is saying, they're going to impose a tax even if you leave and move somewhere else.
I know.
They'll still tax you. How would they collect that? How would they have the authority to do that?
That's a great question. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but it doesn't seem constitutional to me that you don't even live in the state anymore and they're still going to tax you if you move out of, let's say you move out of Los Angeles or Silicon Valley, you move to Florida, and then, you get a tax bill every year from the state of California. But this is how desperate these states are. These blue states are for money because they're now running big deficits. They ran out of all that free money that Washington gave them, during COVID. And so they're desperate for money. Now, what they should be doing, Mark, is maybe cutting back on some of the spending or maybe not providing all these massive benefits to people for not working. So you get more taxpayers rather than people who are consuming the state's tax dollars. But I guess that's just too obvious.
So explain states like Texas and Florida, where they have no income tax, yet they got plenty of money and they're fine. How does that work?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So you're right. There are 9 states that have no income tax, including the 2 that you just mentioned, Texas and Florida. And by the way, guess what states have the most in-migration of any states in the country? Texas and Florida. Yeah. And then you've got states like, New Hampshire. And by the way, Tennessee is another one. Our mutual buddy, Art Laffer, moved from San Diego, California to Nashville, Tennessee. And he's saving a lot of money every year because Tennessee has no income tax either. And those states have balanced budgets. You're right. How does that happen? They don't have any income tax. You know why? The answer is because they got so many people working, so much economic activity. They tax people on the savings. And that works just fine for these states. And they actually have balanced budgets. So let's get New York and New Jersey. By the way, New Jersey in just the last 2 years has lost 150,000 people on net. In other words, 150,000 more people moved out of New Jersey than moved into New Jersey. And New York has lost at least 250,000 people in just the last 2 years. So this out-migration is accelerating. And who are the people that are moving, do you think, Mark? It's the people who have wealth, the people who have businesses, the people who are employers. This is a formula that is not working for blue state America.
You know, you mentioned Art Laffer, the brilliant economist, and the simple thing he always said, if you tax something more, you get less of it.
Right.
So if you tax wealthy people, you'll get less wealthy people and they'll leave. So you could
And we have the data now to show it. I mean, in other words, this isn't just a theory. You know, people used to laugh at Laffer. Oh, the Laffer curve, that's a Laffer. Well, it's true. And incidentally, I'm going to give you one other statistic I bet that'll blow you away. That in fact, last year, 2022, the federal government, even after the Trump tax cut, remember that, oh, it's going to be a big tax cut for the rich. The Trump tax cut, we got almost $5 trillion in revenues last year into the federal government, an all-time record in total dollars and almost an all-time record in terms of percentage of GDP. And yet Trump cut taxes. He didn't raise them. So there is a Laffer curve effect. The way to get this, you know, the numbers just came out that the economy in the third quarter grew, they estimate, by about 2.9%. That's on top, by the way, in the first half of the year, as you recall, the economy was in a slight recession. So we had no growth in the first half. For the year, we're probably at 1.5%. We're not going to make it with 1.5%. We got to get that growth rate up to 3 to 4%, and then a lot of our problems will go away. So let's reward the kinds of things that lead to more growth. Let's reward our employers and our businesses, not punish them.
Hmm. Hey, Art Laffer also said a week or two ago, he doesn't see a big recession coming. He sees just a period of awful, slow growth. It just goes for our
life. Yeah.
And he said, it's almost better if we went into a recession because then you could come out of it. He said, but we could sit with this slow growth for 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, the term for that is SS.
Yeah.
Secular stagnation.
Yeah.
And by the way, he says maybe just 2 years. You know, don't forget, Mark, you and I lived through this in the 1970s. We didn't have a 2 year secular stagnation. We had 10 years of secular stagnation. And so I'm with Art Laffer. I don't think we're going to see a severe recession. I just sort of think we're going to see kind of the economy in the dumps. You know, it's not in recession, but there's not much growth. People aren't getting richer. You're not getting a lot of business formation. And you know what we need to do to reverse that? Just go back to Trump policies.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like Trump, but you got to like his policies, right? Cut taxes, reduce regulation. How about producing more energy? I mean, think about how much money we could get from that and how many jobs.
You know, the problem is all these top energy guys, all the oil guys, the gas guys, the natural guys, all these guys just sit there and take incoming fire all day. Why don't they organize and start campaigning against the electric car and point out how hazardous it is, dangerous it is, useless it is? You know, the electric car is run by fossil fuel pretty much, and it's a nightmare for the environment. Why don't they fight back?
Well, it's interesting. You make a great point. By the way, I'm not against electric cars. If people want to buy electric cars, I'm all for it. I just don't want the government forcing me to buy an electric car, right? I mean, I believe in freedom to choose, right? Everybody should be able to buy whatever car they want to. But you're so right about the oil and gas industry. They're almost embarrassed by what they produce. They're the ones that make they're the ones who power our economy, right, Mark? So they should be celebrating what they do, not be embarrassed by it, and say, look, you know, without oil and gas and coal, we wouldn't have a functioning economy. You know, did you know, Mark, we get 70% of our energy today from old-fashioned oil, gas, and coal. 70%. We wouldn't have an economy without them.
Yeah, and I don't think people know everything is made from petroleum, like this bottle here and this tabletop and this. It's all, you'd have nothing without petroleum. So
that's right. So we have more of it than any other country.
Yeah.
We're 500 years with the coal, 300 years with the natural gas, and 200 years with the oil, with existing technologies, which get better all the time. And Trump, as you know, when I used to talk to him, I'd say, Mr. President, you know, we could become energy independent. He said, no, I want to be America to be energy dominant. And we were. In 2019, we were energy dominant.
Hey, we're just about out of time. President Biden is going to Virginia to make a speech this afternoon about the economic progress we've made. I'm sure you'll be watching to learn something. Right?
You're right.
We are out of time, but everybody get the book by Steve Moritz, his latest book, GovZilla. Now, the other thing is he runs with Art Laffer, Steve Forbes, Larry Kudlow, the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Every day they put out a briefing, very informative. Sign up for this. It's free. It'll just get emailed to you every day. CommitteeToUnleashProsperity.com. Sign up for it.
And by the way, Mark, I hope I'm going to see you next week. We're going to win a big book party in New York for Art Laffer. His new book is called Taxes Have Consequences.
Free hors d'oeuvres? I'll be there. Oh, no, it's great stuff. But Committee to Unleash Prosperity.com. Steve Moore, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great week. Take care.
Take care. Everybody check out the webpage. Hey, if you missed these two yesterday, these two videos, they've been going viral. Make sure you take a look at them. These is Andrew Dice Clay. The CNN anchor is giving him a hard time. Watch him just explode, start cursing the F word live on CNN. It's a great moment. Also, classified documents. This is a little mini documentary. How a classified document comes to get classified, who does it, how it's done, how it's undone. It's pretty interesting stuff. Hey, also, if you work hard all day and you go to work all day and you say, I wish I was just one of those zillionaires in Palm Beach, didn't have to work. Watch this little clip. It's fascinating. It's like 1 minute. It's Richard Nixon explaining why you are much better off and those people are so miserable. It's really insightful. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Well, we got lots to get to in the next hour. Hey, that was interesting, Steve Moore, about the states people are moving to. We'll go over that list. It's mostly the states with no taxes. So we'll go over, if you're thinking of moving, we'll get into that in the next hour. We'll get to Joe Biden and this ridiculous speech he's making today. And, we'll get to King Charles. You won't believe who he evicted. And a whole lot more coming up in the next hour. Now, coming up at noon, right after, I'm here every day, 10 to noon. But at noon, you got Buck Sexton and Clay Travis. Great show. You'll learn a lot on that show because you got two great minds going at once. And then at 3 o'clock, you got the most listened to radio show in America, Sean Hannity. You got Jesse Kelly every night at 6, John Batchelor every night at 9. Hey, and don't forget, you can listen to this show anytime you want. Just get the podcast. Or if you missed a show or you missed an hour, just get the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Back right after the news on 710 WOR.